Jam ada scene.
Selamat datang kebab
sate baru.
Muda aku rasa mudanya.
Kurang apa kau nak dengar kita?
The only podcast Melayu orang tua di Singapura.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are we the only one?
Aku claiming no.
Actually salah tau.
Apa salah?
Bukan podcast Melayu orang tua.
Apa?
Kita podcast Melayu orang dewasa.
Bukan kita orang tua je pusat.
Tak ada. Tua-tua dengan apa dah berubah Cun. Kau dah berubah. Aku
belum. Abang kau punya janggut tu berubah apa?
Janggut nak counter.
Oh kau dengar aku je seorang berubah.
Kau kepala.
Abang kau punya janggut apa?
Aku tak ada. Aku punya jemput pun masih
tak ada. Tepat kepala tu ada ubah juga.
Tak ada.
Eh aku bukan seorang.
Kau tengok ni kau. Yati pun tak ada.
Ada.
Tu.
Tengok kau punya.
Belum cak apa bulu ketiak lagi.
Ada ke tak? Tak.
Aku bulu ketiak aku di wax.
Brazilian. Sakit tak? Sakit tak kena kopik?
Tak tahulah kan.
Bukan kopik tu.
Tapi memang ketiak aku licin.
Licin. Serius ah, naturally ah.
Naturally licin.
Oh bagus.
Yeah. Jadi tak ada apa peluh-peluh nak collect kat sana. Jadi bila aku angkat ketiak aku wangi je. Ya.
Yeah.
Kalau macam hatinya boleh perah.
Satu je kita boleh check. Kau.
Petuangnya member.
Selamat datang ke podcast Bak 50 Sen, di mana kita mengisahkan cerita-cerita lama daripada zaman 1970-an, 80-an, 90-an dan sampai sekarang. Dan tiga orang yang telah setengah abad akan menceritakan persoalan-persoalan yang kelongkang dan kelaut. Tiba-tiba kadang-kadang
gitu. Dia kelongkang dulu baru ke laut. Betul apa?
Betul lah. Dia ikut dia punya aluran. Apa? Aliran dia.
Kau alur, kelongkang, alur apa ni?
Saluran dia. Saluran, aliran dia ke situ lah.
Cakap biar terang eh.
Terang. Kau nak volume lagi?
Ha?
Nak volume lagi?
Tak nak. Okay.
Terang kan?
Okay.
Okay, aku nak ajak kau cakap pasal the last episode kita berbual.
Yang kita topik bagus tu kan?
Kita dah tersasul. Kita dah tersasul. Engkau actually yang dah tersasul.
Aku eh?
Memang selalu kau.
Aku diam lah.
Janganlah merajuk pula.
Merajuk. Itulah.
Ya Allah, buruknya lagi Wan. Aku ni malas nak merajuk pucuk tau. Orang tua tu merajuk buruk.
Orang kalau merajuk peluk je.
Itu bila
kau peluk dia. Aku malas nak peluk dia. Dah cakap pakai pasal ketiak tadi.
Tapi ketiak aku tak ada berair.
Dalam ekor je nak berair. Okay, kita cakap pasal orang-orang tua yang anak-anak tak nak jaga. Because from the last episode kau ada menceritakan ada orang-orang tua yang dia tinggal rumah sewa sorang-sorang, anak datang mungkin sebulan sekali ataupun yang sedih sekali hari raya je. First hari raya lepas tu dah. Kalau kita dalam keadaan macam orang tua tu lah, mak ke bapak ke tinggal sorang-sorang, anak datang jumpa kita sebulan sekali saja, apa rasa kita eh?
Sedih. Aku rasa sedih. Anak aku tak sanggup nak luangkan masa untuk aku. Aku boleh faham yang anak aku sibuk bekerja.
Ada kehidupan sendiri.
Tapi aku rasa kita dalam era teknologi yang kita masih boleh berhubung. Sekurang-kurangnya mungkin telefon aku tanya abah sihat. Aku nak anak aku panggil aku Ayanda. Ayanda sihat.
Aku lupa yang pada aku menyampah.
Betul lah.
Yelah memang betul lah. Aku memang menyampah aku dengar.
Ayah dia sihat. Alhamdulillah. Kau sihat. I mean, this kind of thing is just a conversation. If I can hear your voice. You know, I know that I still have a relationship with you. I think that's very important. And if, let's say, I don't have a relationship with you, then as orang tua, I would like to know what can I do untuk have that relationship with you. But then again, itu aku. Sebab ada orang tua-tua yang aku pernah jumpa pun rasa yang dia nak berbual dengan aku, dia call aku lah. Aku yang tua apa? Aku orang tua. Aku rasa mungkin it's not right lah. Because the door swing both ways. Right? Kalau katakan kau dah buat usaha, kau dah contact and then lepas tu dia masih give you the cold shoulder ke apa ke kan, then you've done your part lah. You know, but if let's say you don't do anything, then apa, you are just to be blamed lah.
Wah, aku terasa je orang cakap gini. Ya kan? Aku terasa sebab aku teringat bila kita, bila kita cakap pasal topik ni, aku rasa macam tiba-tiba sensitif. Macam I think I didn't do.
Tapi kau dalam hati ada taman. Aku pun sama, aku rasa
tarman ke taman.
Kau ni orang gaman.
Betul lah.
Nak pastikan fakta ni.
Betul.
Silau.
Jangan nanti Amit rasa.
Lupa. Aduh.
Memang aku rasa
kau sensitif.
Tapi aku rasa Demi lebih silau daripada Amit.
Dia pakai MBR.
Jenamanya.
Aku agak panggil polis.
Syulah.
Astaghfirullahaladzim.
Ya, bila kau cakap macam anak-anak kurang macam even take out the phone and then call mother. Aku rasa aku antara that golongan juga. So kind of I don't know whether it's too late. I rasa regret juga, you know. Korang tahu aku busy sangat. Right. But that also cannot be used as an example, apa, as an excuse lah, kan. Bila apa orang tua kita dah tak ada, baru kita rasa tau. Baru terasa, eh, ya Allah, aku punya dosa banyaknya.
I could have just given them a call, right?
Yeah.
I could have just apa hantar grab food pergi, berikan makan untuk diorang ke apa ke. That's the least I can do lah, kan. That's why aku pun sometimes aku nasihatkan adik-beradik aku juga. Kau ujung-ujung sebelum kau pergi apa holiday kau call. No, it's just that. As parents eh. Aku, pasal aku ada anak dua ekor ni kan. Jadi aku
kau tak macam. Kau jangan cakap ekor lah.
Okay lah, dua biji ni.
Okay, dua-dua ada biji.
Aku macam. Aku, I want to have a relationship with my children. Sampai the time where. Apa aku delapkan mata lah. No matter how apa busy you are, I hope that they will have the time to call ayah anda apa khabar. Ataupun kau nak cakap apa khabar macam macam sangat kan. Okay. Ayah makan. Dah okay. Dah cukup lah.
Have the time and also find the time.
Find the time. You can make time to call your girlfriend or your boyfriend. Please lah, make time, make a small time to talk to your parents. Lah. You don't talk to me, so never mind. Talk to your mother. You know, at least I know there is that relationship. Kalau kau tak berbual dengan aku, pasal kau merajuk dengan aku, at least aku tahu kau berbual dengan bini aku. I think I'll be fine. I'll be okay. Of course, I would prefer you to talk to me lah. You know,
then say,
aku champion daripada bini aku.
If let's say your partner is still alive, boleh juga kau ada sparring partner juga. Sama ada kau tiap-tiap hari bergaduh ke.
Yeah.
Kau bertekak ke. Ataupun kau really talk itu, together itu lah kan. Okay juga kau tak apa macam tak lonely sangat.
Yeah.
Kalau kau tinggal sebatang kara ni.
Lagi sedih. Sekarang aku tengok dekat dalam masyarakat kita. The affluent lah. Mungkin dulu je kerja kapal ke apalah. I don't know what lah. Okay. And they have enough. They are able to buy the house. Then, that means, dia kerja, rumah dah habis bayar, rumah dia punya. Okay. Then, anak-anak dah berkahwin, pindah keluar. Ada kerja masing-masing, pindah keluar, bekerja. Right? Dan dalam kesibukan mereka bekerja, kan, mereka dapat datang, tapi makin lama makin berkurangan. Tak dah, not as often as before. Mungkin, dia dengan dia, apa, tak ngam ke. Dan lepas tu diorang tak nak jumpa sama-sama dekat rumah aku ke. You know, that kind of things lah. You know, that happens in our community. Right? But then, kalau aku dengan bini aku, it's fine. I still have company. Kan? But although, I still hope that you will still come. Imagine kalau bila bini aku dah meninggal, aku rumah tu dah aku punya, aku tinggal seorang. I don't have to live with you. I can live on my own. I'm still independent. I'm still mobile. I can still work around. I can still move around the house. You know? I'm still well lah maksudnya. But the house will be so quiet. The house will be so quiet because you no longer have someone to nag at you. Bini kau tak ada. Kau tinggal seorang. Anak-anak kau terlalu sibuk untuk datang ke rumah kau. Ataupun ada isu-isu lain. Jadi kau punya weekdays dengan weekend sama.
Tiap hari kau basikal lah pagi. Tengah hari balik kau dah penat tidur.
Yes. So that's your own routine on your own. Kalau kau pergi mangsa geng kedai kopi, kau pergi duduk kedai kopi. Lepas tu kau balik rumah tu kosong.
So it's very important untuk kita adakan hobi yang mendatangkan faedah.
Mendatangkan hobi ataupun tak kisah. Pada akulah. This is my own opinion. Kau ada hobi macam mana, kalau katakan kau dah tua, kau main di Kibarat juga ke? Right?
Tu Kibarat ni. Klasik je.
Kan? Then when you come back home, it's still a quiet and lonely house.
So it's cold.
There's nobody there.
Stone right? cold.
And then, you know that you have your children somewhere kat sana sini, but they are not with you. Physically, emotionally.
Eh, sure lah. Morbid sekejap ni topik.
Ya, itulah. Jadi, aku sebenarnya...
Inilah thing. Kau kalau cakap orang, kalau kau panggil orang masjid berbual kan? Macam inilah. Morbid betul dia kasi kau. Dia kasi kau sejuk-sejuk je. Sejuk-sejuknya batu nisan dia kasi kat kau.
Syahdu.
Ya. Syahdu, betul lah. Syahdu, eh.
Itulah. Aku message aku nak sampaikan ni gini.
Di manakah kesyahduan itu?
Dia datang.
Jadi, aku... Aku tak ada comeback for that one. Pasal apa, nanti korang nangis lah. Aku pun nanti nangis. Jadi baik kita jangan go there.
Cuba.
Bagi aku kita kan nangis gini.
Cuba.
Bagi aku gini. Biar, if let's say you are too busy, you don't have the time, kau text lah. Send a nice WhatsApp to your parents. If you really busy, back to back meeting ke, aku understand. Lagi-lagi those yang, especially yang on the road, yang buat Grab ke apa ke, you don't have the luxury of typing while you're riding. Call lah. Tekan call button, call. Abah. Ayanda, bonda, sihat? Okay lah, nak tanya gitu je. Ni tengah driving. Nanti petang nanti ayah hantar makan eh.
Sihat. Wow, that's nice eh.
Or maybe surprise them on dia. Nanti malam jangan masak. Yang ada tengah hari tadi masuk dalam Xbox lah. Tu makan besok. Nanti petang nanti I order makan. I order dah. Dah, settle. It means a lot lah. It means a lot. Kau tengok dia kan makan apa?
Tak ada. Aku nak cuba kasi main lagu ni, kasi sedih sikit. Kau tahu lagu ni kan?
Tak tahu.
Bunda M. Nasir.
Oh, I see.
Aku kan nak kasi apa, background music sedikit bila kau cakap pasal itu kan.
Kalau kita bunda. Cakap, ya, kalau kita cakap pasal bunda kan, of course we all know the contribution and all that. And everybody, I think most of the people I meet, they love their mother.
Yeah, of course.
Love their mother.
Orang cakap mak jangan main lah.
Yeah. But ramai yang lupa about father.
Yes, I say, tadi I dengar your side of the story and then mom's side of the story. The fatherly figure and the role as a provider takes you away out on the home context. So, bila anak dah dewasa tu, you feel macam janggal tu when you're supposed to make contact.
Yeah.
It's difficult.
Yeah.
Okay, when the time comes. Kalau ada keramaian, yes, you can blend in lah. But when you are one-to-one with your child, I think limited topic.
It's true. Yeah? Macam, I don't know, macam father dengan daughter nak berbual, susah. Aku rasa kau good example lah. Aku tiap-tiap datang kerja dengan anak aku. Kan? Every single day, jarang kita berbual. Dalam kereta
pun.
So it's like macam Tee cakap betul lah. It is like satu yang janggal. And then it's like macam we are in our own world.
Kenapa?
It hits me one day. My wife tanya aku. Apa tiap-tiap hari drive dengan kakak tu? Cakap pasal apa? Itu tak cakap apa-apa. Mana yang kau meeting ya? Tapi I try to make it an effort to berbual. Nak berbual pasal apa eh?
Strike the conversation.
Ya, pasal aku, me being me. Yeah. Quite an ass juga. Asyik cakap pasal kerja je. Budak-budak muda mana lah suka cakap pasal kerja. Dah lah, my work time dah habis lah. You know, I don't want to talk about work.
Switch off.
Then what else do I tell?
Talk about their friends lah.
That's the thing. What do I want to ask about their
he
friends?
He wants to hit the right note. Then he will get the conversation.
Not your friend that one. Dah kahwin.
You see, the mother and the daughter nak berbual about that one. Senang tau.
Yeah.
Macam for me, aku pasal apa? Aku like, aku respect privacy. So aku always give them their privacy.
Yep.
Right. So then because of that, then I don't ask so much of them. Maybe it's my fault lah. But sebelah aku, maybe I have to do more about getting. And why my wife cakap juga, you should find out about your daughters more.
Betul.
Dan nyari macam mana, right? Which aku memang weak in that. Perhaps dulu because bila aku grow up pun aku tidak ada a role model to follow. Aku grow up really macam single loh. Aku only son, right? And then my father really very strict. And then kita bapa-bapa kita really the old school.
Yeah, our generation we're not emotional. Right?
We're not emotional, and it's like it's always a silent love ataupun tough love. You know, They love you, but they make sure that you go through all the hardship. You need to learn.
Hard knocks.
Hard knocks and all that. Sekarang lain, okay, they provide for you every, almost everything provide. And then anak-anak dapat kasih sayang. I don't know whether there is a kasih sayang. Where is the line between the kasih sayang dengan spoiling? You see? So I think in, during kita punya time, bila kita grow up, the father, we don't really see our fathers talk to individual sons and daughters about their day, about their life.
Ni, don't talk too much. This idea is new. This idea about, oh, how's your day been, is new.
Because in our context lah. In because kita tak context, pernah. Yeah. Kita tak pernah rasa itu.
Pasal ni semua influence from the TV lah. All the media. So you the know, question, because all that is coming from over there. In our culture, our parents don't talk to us about, hey, how's your day been, son? No, they don't do that, what?
Yeah.
Meripik, eh. Kan? Kau dah makan? Tadi kau makan apa?
Dialog sama.
No, that kind of things, you know. You know? Kau nak makan lagi tak? You know, it's like how I will always provide. You know? Ataupun, one day, dia balik dengan sate. Eh, tadi kau cakap kau nak sate kan? Nah. It's not that. Hey, I love you.
Directly.
Tak ada, it doesn't happen. Yeah. It doesn't happen.
Not expressive enough.
No.
Exactly.
No. It's not.
So I find it difficult.
Bila but there is that communication. So there is that contact. Jadi bila kau nak berbual dengan anak kau dekat dalam kereta, kau nak kena cari
topik
yang ketiga.
Sometimes we do have conversation lah. Then bila the conversation strikes, it is easier bila aku berbual dengan dua-dua anak aku together. Bila kita keluar tiga orang kan, mak ada tak ada kan. Then kita duduk kedai kopi ke apa, katakan apa, coffee bean ke apa. Then topic strike. And then we can discuss deeper about the topic. And then we get into that full conversation.
Right. Yeah.
So macam tiap-tiap hari, maybe aku tak tahu. Mungkin is it like, okay, this is a daily chore. So going to work with me is a daily chore. Going back from work with me also is like a chore.
Two-way.
You know? So it's like, I don't know. So is it really a good thing that, macam kita cakap dulu, time kita tak ada ni semua. Ni baru.
Yeah.
So this baru punya phenomenon so-called, is it a good thing?
I guess this, what it does is that it opens an opportunity for you to step in and have a conversation. Itu je. The rest is actually up to both of you, not just you. Up to both of you.
But the other way around is, being fathers, you have that gap with your offspring, okay? But
offspring, eh? Kau ingat tak pole apa?
Dengan anak lah, eh.
Dia buat Mak Saleh.
Dari Swiss.
Dari Swiss kan. Kau bukan, kau Katolik tadi.
Ireland.
If you look at the big picture, your mediator link is your wife. Dia akan jadi your informer. Dia akan jadi your referee. In between. So the moms, the role model for a mom, they usually get close to their kids easier dari the father. But the mom will relay whatever important information for the father to know, to react and respond.
Again, this is brought by kita punya father-mother generation to us, right? So now kita tu kita punya children, then what shall I say? The change is, of course, it's gradual, right? And kita yang dah biasa ataupun the role model yang kita nampak when we grew up was that model. And then now we are sort of, sometimes I do feel forced to change to the current models like this. You cannot behave like last time.
You have to adapt.
So how are we wrong if I say, oh, it's difficult for me to adapt lah. Sebab aku dah biasa. Aku dah 30 tahun grow up and it's like
system,
that. And then bila dapat anak kecil, and then okay, aku pun tak ada really role model as a father. I must help out in the household's chores. Because dulu, mak kita full-time housewife. Bapak kerja kan. So bapak balik is like really resting and then mak do the house chores. So we see that and then kita terikut-ikut.
There's a change already, you know.
So now the younger generation always talk about, eh, the equality, you know, in marriage and all that. So then, then bila anak-anak kita cakap pasal itu, and then here is bapa dia yang tidak menunjukkan
the involvement
that kind of
the new generation of parents. Sekarang the fathers buat susu, tukar pampers.
Itu aku buat lah. Buat susu, tukar pampers, mandikan anak, buat mandikan juga.
Perah susu pun bapa juga.
Tungkau.
So, it evolves. It evolves and it's changing.
Now it's beyond that. It's not just like jaga anak aja. It's also like upkeep your house. Yeah. And it's a more constant thing. Which I still, aku cakap kau frankly, aku still struggling because dah 50 tahun kau tak buat macam itu and then you want to adapt. It's yeah. Like...
I'm just like you. Aku cakap berbual macam champion kan. Tapi I myself is learning. I'm learning myself.
Kau memang champion apa? Sebab tu keluar buat dunia.
Ya, macam mana kita nak buat perubahan. Tapi I think before we can even talk about how to be an excellent dad ke apa kan, the basis of it is about having a relationship dengan kau punya anak-anak. Because anak-anak engkau yang satu hari akan menjaga engkau. Kau like it or not, kita akan menjadi tua. Kita akan jadi lebih tua daripada bak 50 sen. Right? Kalau umur kita panjang.
InsyaAllah. Right? Kita every 10 tahun kan nak tukar nama.
Ya.
Bak 60 sen. Bak 70 sen.
Ketar-ketar aku datang. Sihat aku lagi. Aku nak racing dengan Wan. Ketar-ketar.
Sihat lagi.
Tak datang kita pakai PMD.
But you're talking about relationship, eh?
Yeah.
What if the relationship is like a silent tapi present?
Then it's still okay. It's still a relationship.
Yeah.
Yang penting hati. Aku boleh duduk dengan kau kat sini. Tapi kalau kita have this thing that I know that this guy love me. And this guy is the one who take care of me. Right? And then I will take care of him. He's my father. He's my son. Ke apa ke, you know. That's fine. Because yang penting tu hati kita masih connected.
True lah. Lagi penting dari diorang muda, kau dah serapkan ilmu untuk ada ihsan.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So when yes. over the years yeah. we're aging, dia akan nampak and observe kita.
Yes.
And yeah, that's exactly
care.
Right.
Yeah.
They will take care of us, how we took care of
our yes. yes.
So that is a cycle that they observe and they will carry on that.
Yes, betul. Betul. Yeah, kalau katakan kita jarak kita dengan dia jauh sangat sampai diorang tak dapat melihat apa keihsanan yang kita cuba nak tunjukkan kepada diorang pun sedih juga kan. Yeah. But then kalau kita tak twist ni benda kan, there are also parents out there yang macam suar. You know?
Okay, kau elaborate sikit yang macam suar tu macam mana?
Kau tahu kau dari keluarga. Kan? Yang kau pergi Batam depak dengan keluarga, buat keluarga lagi satu, apa hal?
Oh, kan? Kau buka cawangan baru.
Kau buka cawangan baru ke?
Expansion.
Ataupun kan, kau buka cawangan baru dekat Changi Prison. Kan? Kau dah tahu benda tu tak betul.
Dia masih muda. Ha.
Tapi ada yang dah tua pun macam itu. Right? And as a result, aku sebagai anak, do I want my son to see this person as a role model to be respected or not? You know? What kind of message are you trying to send to your son? Or what kind of message am I trying to send to my son? And what kind of message are you trying to send to your grandson? Right? So now, the question is, kau dah perangai gini macam, right? Kau tak tahu nak berubah ke apa? Kan? Masuk 5-5, keluar 5-5. Masuk 5-5, keluar 5-5.
Tapi nak berubah ni susah tau.
Yes, of course. Aku tak cakap senang. Aku
tak cakap senang. Habis kau cakap tadi macam, habis kau tak tahu nak berubah ke apa?
Yes.
Macam orang kau paksa orang tu. Kalau orang tu nak cuba-cuba tak boleh berubah cakap macam mana?
Mungkin cubaan dia at that point of time terlalu,
betul.
You know?
But I think the most important thing is the effort. The most important thing is the effort. Kau nak kena buat effort, kau nak kena istiqamah. Kau dah tahu kau dah buat salah, kau nak kena try your best. Do whatever that you can. Tapi kau jangan bila kena pressure sikit kan, sudahlah kau give up, masuk lagi baik.
Tapi Wan, aku hanya manusia lemah.
Itulah kau. Macam manusia lemah.
Jadi aku manusia lemah yang aku sentiasa akan dihantui oleh pressure-pressure begini. Aku tak boleh terima Wan. Aku tak boleh, tak ada orang nak bantu aku Wan.
I believe. And I have seen it.
Aku nak cari makan satu hari pun susah, Wan.
Yeah. Kau kasih perata hidup.
Advertisement Petronas.
Yeah. But it's true lah. Memang it's senang orang luar cakap kau berubah.
Yeah. Kita senang cakap. Tapi the thing is, dekat dalam tu, aku tahu it's difficult for you to come out change because of all the negative pressures that you're getting around, from. Okay, yeah. I totally acknowledge and aku rasa memang ada betulnya. Yang pentingnya, what is the effort that you're doing to show that you're making the change?
Macam tadi kita cakap kan, kita nak berbual dengan anak kita, kerana kita dah besar ni, pasal dah 40 tahun kita tak pernah buat. Susah. So macam to bring to your point, pak cik ni ke siapa ni ke, dia dah 50 tahun 60 tahun, dia masih buat perangai lama juga. Sekali dia apa ni, taubat 55 tahun umur CPF ataupun 60 tahun. So selama the last 40 years tu dia dah biasa macam itu. Bila dia dah taubat, dia nak berubah tu, dia nak cuba link to the family balik, kan janggal. Yes. Sejanggal-janggal itu.
It's not meant to be easy, what?
Yeah, so how are you like, I don't know. Orang luar kita tengok cakap senang. Kau mesti cuba.
Yeah.
Macam kepala otak kau lah, kau bukan tempat akunya position sekarang ni. Aku tak tahu macam mana nak buat lah, Syul. Yeah. Ha, apa kau nak? So macam mana?
Go and get help.
Kan aku nak buat kah?
Kan? Gegar dah.
Go get help.
Asap keluar.
Kau tak boleh buat
semua. What do you mean by go get help?
Pergi cari orang untuk tolong kau.
Siapa orang apa itu lah?
Kau pergilah jumpa kat masjid ke, dekat kau.
Orang masjid semua really dah qualified untuk ajar aku macam nak buat, macam
ada?
Nak berubah?
Ada.
Macam mana?
Yes.
You think ada. I'm gonna give respect to the counselors yang muda-muda? Yeah. Kau budak muda apa kau tahu? Aku dah lebih 20 tahun lebih umur daripada kau.
Dan kau yang kena berubah. Kau nak kena berubah. Kalau kau tak nak berubah, macam mana kalau kau tak nak terima pendidikan ataupun apa nasihat daripada orang lain, macam mana kau nak berubah?
Itu masalah aku.
Itu memang masalah kau.
So macam mana?
Ini kalau cawan ni dah penuh dengan air, kopi ke,
aku minum,
teh ke, kau minum. Dan pun kau boleh isi lagi. Tapi kalau kau tak minum, kau main tuang aja. Dia kan penuh, melimpah-limpah.
Melimpah-limpah. Minum dulu.
Persoalan hidup
sekarang. Sandiwara ni ditajukan dulu. lama saya tak dengar Sandiwara radio.
But the point is true lah kan. Kalau macam, okay, berapa banyak kita nampak orang yang dah tua, perangai dia susah nak berubah.
Ya. Yeah.
Dia 60 tiba-tiba dia boleh berubah.
Man,
boleh ke?
Kau punya perangai boleh berubah tak?
Frankly, it's difficult.
Old habits die hard.
Yeah. Old habits die hard. But kan, it's difficult. I mean, I be for one. Cakap dengan kau, yes, I agree.
Dan kita nampak juga.
Kan? Yeah. Tapi kalau aku boleh kurangkan rokok daripada satu carton. Satu carton. Satu kotak.
Pecah tembelang.
Tengok-tengok. Pecah tembelang. Dia dah bawa dunia harta.
Kalau aku boleh berubah in that sense lah, kan? Sampai aku dah tak isap rokok lagi, kan? Aku rasa perubahan kepada kebaikan bukan senang, but possible.
Ya, kan? Itu kau cakap pasal rokok.
Iyalah.
Ini cakap pasal perangai aku.
Itu lah.
Aku dah berubah lah world. Aku dah berkecil sampai tua sekarang. World aku berubah world. Habis kau suruh aku pergi tempat masjid, juga jadi counselor. Aku tengok budak-budak ni muda. Apa kau tahu? Aku lagi banyak yang makan garam daripada kau.
Pasal aku nak mellow down. Dia takkan mellow down.
Exactly.
He won't change, what? He will not change because he already have that mentality that he's better than everybody else.
Exactly.
How to change?
So then, bila aku dah umur sampai 80, 70 lah, 80, apa tua sangat. 70, lepas tu aku merimpat. Habis aku, alamak, aku nak belas kasihan orang. Sekarang nanti anak-anak semua dah besar ni, alamak, menyampah.
Anak aku dah tak dikisahkan aku.
Habis perangai kau tak berubah. Yelah, itu pesan time dulu. Tapi kita pun pernah nampak juga kan, umur 70 tahun, cakap masih luga-luga juga. So that means bila dia percakapan luga-luga. Tak ada. Itu dulunya cerita.
Dulunya dialog.
Dulunya cerita. So kalau ada macam gitu, so we know that dia punya mentality, the mindset is so engraved in stone for the last 70 years, macam mana kau nak lentuh buluh sebab dia dah liat.
Yeah. Air kalau dicurah kat batu pun lama-lama batu tu kan erod.
Lama. Itu takkan ratus tahun.
You expect things to change overnight?
No.
Sekarang dia dah 70 tahun dan merimpat macam mana. Well.
If you start late, then you finish late lah.
Sekarang siapa salah ni?
Aku tak tahu lah. Aku ni, tak salah apa?
Bukan salah ibu mengandung.
Sekarang aku
salah bapak yang memberi.
Salah bapak yang nyangkung.
Makan tanggung birak cangkung.
Sekarang aku ni manusia ni, aku dilahirkan dengan macam ni perangai apa?
Yeah. Perangai boleh ubah.
Aku boleh blame on fate apa?
Perangai boleh ubah. You can blame everything. But the fact is, if you don't want to change, you will never change.
Ya, sekarang aku tak boleh ubah ni. Aku nak cuba pun tak boleh juga.
Then you will never change.
Pasal aku tak faham daripada mula aku punya ego dah di bukan tim. Di
nurtured.
Di nurtured macam ini aku dah ni ego.
Macam Melayu.
Dibentuk kan.
And then makin orang tua, semakin tua, kita makin degil lah. Kan?
Ya. Yeah. Aku degil tak kau agak?
Degil? Every podcast kau degil. Ba But I think it has been a good ni. So last part drama tu sengaja lah. But I think memang kita nampak, kita nampak macam ni.
Dia nak cari kerja lain.
But it's true. We see this kind of
trend
and this kind of cases juga.
Yeah.
Bukan cakap ramai orang semua macam itulah. Tapi ada juga yang memang dah tua, memang dah susah nak berubah. Aku rasa dalam sudut hati diorang, diorang nak berubah tau.
Betul. Tapi susah.
Dah susah. Dah kikuk. Dan kalau diorang nak ikut cara, ini budak 50 tahun ajar aku lah. Nak apa?
Macam drastic nak trigger.
Drastic. Alamak, aku nak buat ni. Aku nyari muka jatuh. Syul.
Ha? I think kalau kau nak berubah jadi baik, the first thing kau nak kena jatuhkan ni cari muka apa?
Susah apa?
Yalah, susah.
Lagi kau lagi tua.
Kau ni senang. Kalau senang nak berubah, besok budak jahat, besok lepas tu berubah balik.
Exactly. Rokok satu tahun tak ada mana. Satu tahun ulang.
Satu kata.
So I hope you all dapat the point that we are trying to discuss. Actually, kita tak hurai kan very macam ataupun conclude macam mana nak huraikan masalah macam ni.
We don't have a solution.
Because the reality is, this is whatever happen, there's no solution. Kalau ada solution pun is like mungkin boleh digunakan untuk satu ataupun dua golongan. But kalau ada solution daripada dulu dah ada, I think kita tidak ada masalah sosial macam getting heavier.
Yeah.
As we see it right now. Right.
Ujung-ujung kita fikirkan lah, nanti bila kita dah sampai masanya kita tinggal seorang, then
I hope not lah.
Yeah, I mean let's face it lah. You know, our children will be working, right? Yeah. They will be living on their own when they have their families,
yeah.
Right? And then we will be on our own. Kita tinggal sendiri tau nanti. Kalau kita, isteri kita masih ada, kita masih pergi ke Levanting, pergi apa, Batam ke, jalan-jalan dengan isteri kita.
Batam
holiday.
Holiday. Johor pun boleh lagi dekat.
Johor pun boleh, yelah.
Batam, you know? Sebab kau cakap bini kita tau.
The thing is, kalau katakan kita tinggal sendiri, kita main di KB Barat sampai tua pun, kita balik rumah kosong. As a parent, I hope that the kids will still remember me, maintain a relationship with me. As a son, I hope that my parents will come. I know they will come to a stage, maybe to a point of Alzheimer's, ke dementia, ke apa ke.
Basically, say that is really tough.
And that's going to be very tough. And yeah. I've seen it happen to some of my relatives, friends, and all that. And I hope that this doesn't happen to them, you know.
Yeah.
And I really, really hope that Allah SWT kasih aku masa untuk aku bersama dengan diorang. Make time that I'm able to make time to talk to them, you know, even text them ke apa ke, you know. And that's hopefully that will be something that will
fulfilling for you. Yeah,
it's not for me that my parents still feel diorang diperumpamakan lah.
Whatever it is, sebelum anak kau menganjak naik to another stage of life, you cherish that moment where your ties, you still are close knit.
Yeah.
So bila dia dah buka lembaran hidup baru, they are breaking away.
Yep.
But while in staying touch, you also need to respect they are having their own life.
Their space lah.
Yeah.
But if you dah serapkan ilmu yang like they have to really keep tab of you, take care of you, have your welfare at heart, inshallah they will always keep tabs of you. And then from there, at the same time, seiring lah, they will take care of their own family and also visit you.
Ya, kau anak kau semua dah keluar?
Tiga semua dah keluar.
Tiga-tiga semua dah keluar? Jadi kau dengan lelaki kau dua orang?
Tiga satu, last.
Ada last seko, right. So, if let's say...
Last seko yang dia cakap, kau hajar.
Kisahlah.
Kawan kau ni.
Tak ada, apa? Sebiji pula. Apa tu namanya? Seorang.
Aku ada 4 biji anak.
Allah.
Kau macam biji carom. Itu masuk lu.
Okay lah, itu aja kita ada dah 33 minit. Kita
cherish whatever you have.
Exactly.
Before life changes. So yang penting, back to square one, you be back with your pasangan till death do us part.
Aku ingat lagi this thing yang kau cakap. Yeah. Akhirnya kau akan berdua juga apa? So you better really cherish the both of you. Yalah,
it's gonna be your roommate, it's gonna be your best friend, it's gonna be your enemy.
Yeah.
Penawar dan racun kau.
Walaupun tiap-tiap hari kau mungkin bertekak saja.
Yeah.
Itu love but language Aman.
Exactly. So dulu dunia style macam itu kan. Ha. Then bila dah tak ada lagi bertekak kan. Alamak, you feel so lonely.
Kencang dah.
Yeah, exactly. Okay lah. I hope it's not so morbid sangat. Tapi this is really the siapa-siapa yang orang kitanya umur
lingkungan
lah.
Umur kita.
Yeah, you will probably feel the same juga. Mungkin sekarang kita belum rasakan sangat sebab we are still in our 50s and mungkin anak baru nak kahwin ataupun macam Yati yang advance ni dia ada cucu. Maybe lagi 10 tahun kita akan merasakan macam ini. Right? Kita tak tahu. So whatever it is, kita berdoakan yang terbaik untuk
best,
kita semua.
Yeah.
For the best. Harap-harap kita tidaklah tua sebatang kara, di mana ada kita dengar juga cerita tua sebatang kara jatuh di rumah orang pun tak tahu. Ada yang lagi sedih, mati pun orang tak tahu.
Ada tau.
Ada.
You know, I mean, at this age and generation I was like surprised. I hear about people dah mati 4 hari lepas tu orang sadar je baru bau.
Okay, we're not gonna go there one. Kita dah 35 minit. So I'm not gonna open that topic about itu juga. So kita akan bincang lagi di episode akan datang. Selamat tinggal
Stay
dan
safe.
Jumpa lagi.
Okay.